The latest data from the state of California shows unemployment for May at nearly 17%. That's more than four times what it was a year earlier. Because of pandemic-related economic stress, food banks and government aid programs are seeing a dramatic rise in need. In Sonoma County, the Department of Human Services reports increasing numbers of residents enrolling in CalFresh, the state's version of food stamps. KRCB's Adia White spoke with Felissa Pinson, Division Director for the County's Economic Assistance Division. Here, Pinson explains just how many new applications for CalFresh her department has received.
So far, we have had, during the pandemic, we had 6,900 applications, which is double what we normally have, and we processed roughly around 5,800 of them.
Are you seeing any unique challenges increasing food security during the pandemic?
The biggest problem has been just the limited benefits that we have for clients. And part of that is just not being able to be in the office, social distancing. So all of that, unless it's an emergency or what we call expedited services, that's what we're concentrating on right now, more so than just CalFresh cases in general. So that's kind of the limitation that we're having, and that to me is kind of a barrier because we're unable to help all the people right now just because of our limitation that we have.
Do you mean because some people, you know, need to go into the office for assistance?
So we have expedited services and we have regular CalFresh. So what that means is if you're just applying just to have a supplement and it's not an emergency, right now, you're not being seen or your application isn't being taken care of as much. We're concentrating on the emergency ones first. Mm-hmm. So that's what it means. But the good part is once you do have it, CalFresh has been issuing emergency allotments to all the recipients that normally receive less than the maximum for their household size. So this additional benefit that's being issued each month provides the household the maximum amount they can receive. So, for example, a household of one who currently receives 16 per month based on their income and allowable deductions will be granted roughly benefits to bring them up to 194 per month, which is a maximum for that particular household. So a household of four, for instance, that normally receives 250 per month will now receive 646 a month. So that's one thing that's going really well. And also the CDSS or the California Department of Social Services were also able to approve what's called pandemic EBT for school-age children who are eligible to receive free and reduced meals. So this program provides an EBT card, which is electronic benefits card, preloaded with benefits meant to replace the meals that the kids would have received while they were in school. So that's kind of cool for that to have, and it's something new that we haven't seen before. And this is a time-limited program, and it's administered by the state. And all interested households are encouraged to apply. And this information has been out, and schools have been giving them out to people. So those are some things that positive have come out of this pandemic, that the people that are on aid are getting the maximum, and also giving people that normally, or families that normally receive school meals, being able to get some of that.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add about the work that you've been doing?
Every time we have a disaster, as bad as that sounds, we learn about what we need to do to support our community. The point of all of this is to make sure we spread the word that people are eligible for programs and make sure that they're able to get it, especially in our communities that are low income, minorities, our elderly community, people that might not normally just come in and get aid. We're here for them and letting people know that that's very important.
That was Felissa Pinson, Division Director for the County's Economic Assistance Division. You can hear more about economic resources and ways you can help at norcalpublicmedia.org.